4. Naming and shaming websites. Naming and shaming websites are designed to identify and shame people who've supposedly done something wrong. Here are 4 famous ones.
Passengers. Facebook page Passenger Shaming is full of photos taken by flight attendants and passengers from all over the world. The aim is to highlight some of the unusual, antisocial, and in some cases, disgusting habits of airplane travelers. Passenger Shaming was created by Sean Kathleen, who has been a flight attendant since 2010. The photos capture fellow passengers in unusual sleeping positions, picking their noses, filing their nails, changing babies' nappies, and, as one man was shown to be doing, sleeping with his hands down his trousers.
Homewreckers. Website She's a Homewrecker is a place where wives can name and shame their partner's mistresses. With more than 250,000 Facebook likes, the site includes over 500 mistresses from across the US, complete with their names, locations, and photographs. Profiles also include the details surrounding each affair. One entry features a photograph of an Iowa-based woman described as a homewrecker. An accompanying caption reads, "She will never have his heart like I did, ever." However, not everyone thinks it's such a nice idea, and the site has been described as mean-spirited, horrific, and disgusting.
Late payers. Creditor Watch allows small businesses to name and shame companies that don't pay their bills on time. Colin Porter started it after becoming frustrated with late payers in his own business. Since we launched in January, we've had thousands of members sign up and hundreds of businesses registered for not paying their debts, Colin explained. As they say on the website, ensure your business grows by avoiding bad customers and suppliers. Access credit reports for any company in Australia to determine what sort of risk they represent to your business.
Men. Manspreading is the habit that some men have of parting their legs when they're sitting to form a V shape and taking up a lot more room than is appropriate. This is particularly annoying when they do it on public transport, often taking up more than one seat. In an attempt to stop the practice, several websites and blogs have been set up. One Tumblr site hosts photos of manspreaders in an attempt to shame the culprits. And the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York City has launched a series of public advertisements that encourage men to share a little less of themselves. One of the adverts reads, "Dude, stop the spread, please. It's a space issue." Are these sites a good idea? Or are they taking things just a little too far?